Today on Real Life Radio.
We need to hang on to the word. To the word, to the word. Isaiah said in the last days, there'll be people coming and muttering words. And Isaiah said, when they come and mutter, he used the word mutter. When they mutter words, go to the word, go to the testimony of God. And that's what we always must do.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Jesus warned us that in the end times, deception, like a virus, will spread like wildfire. Disguised as the answer to all our problems, our secular culture can only offer replacements to the truth. The good news is that the truth of the Bible is the cure. In Pastor Jack Hibbs' new book called Living in the Days of Deception, he exposes the lies with knowledge, experience, and scripture. In a world of deceit, this book is a powerful tool for answers and for truth. From the inspiring foreword written by Mike Pompeo to the final chapter, Living in the Days of Deception is a powerful must-read. Let the deception of this world stop here. Order Living in the Days of Deception today by making a gift of any amount to the Ministry of Real Life. Order now and you'll receive exclusive bonus video content by Pastor Jack. Go to jackhibbs.com/days. That's D-A-Z-E, days. jackhibbs.com/days. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called 1 Corinthians with a message titled, Not of This World, Part 1. 1 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Corinth, and it's a study on how to stay true to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is not of this world, and our salvation is not of this world. So, as true followers of Jesus Christ, our lives are not dictated by any worldly powers, but by the wisdom of God. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that so many fail to believe that Christ's death on the cross is the only way to be forgiven, not because it's too hard to understand, but because it's too easy. Unbelievers see it as foolishness and will miss it. Now, with his message called Not of This World, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The Bible also tells us, verse 5, that we are to rest in his power. He says in verse 5 that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Notice where your faith is at, church. It's not in the fanciful showmanship of the wisdom of the world. It is in the power of God. And the power of God, again, is the gospel of God, which is the cross, Jesus Christ. And I want to ask you something about your faith. James talks to us about faith. And James tells us that we can say we believe in God, but if we have not works, we have deceived ourselves. And James says that as a believer, though I am justified by faith in this world, my life is justified before you and your life before me by our good works. Church, get this down. Look, there's all kinds of denominational people in here. Get this down. Romans is the justification by faith in God alone. That's your position between you and God, done by faith in him. James is all about that truth being lived out among the believers. How do I know if you're truly a believer or if I'm truly a believer? I'll tell you, If your car's broken down and I recognize the church logo on the back of your window, and you're out there and it's 100 degrees and your tire's flat, and I drive by and I go, hey, praise the Lord, see you later. I'll pray for you. Man, my faith is only in profession and not in action. That is wrong. That is absolutely dead wrong. Here's my question, and it hurts. I can't wait to get it off my chest because God asked me this question. So now we can all be miserable together. Jack, what are those things, what is that thing in your life that you are proving to me and to man that you're faithful at? I should look, you should look, we should look at one another and conclude that faithfulness in what? Taking care of your ailing mother. That's awesome. Or helping the release time education. Fantastic. Praying and interceding for America. Whatever it is. What are you faithful at? There's something, please don't answer me right now, but Christian, I pray that we have something to write on that line when God says, Billy, what is it? Write it down that you are faithful to me, the Lord, in doing as a Christian. You have to have an answer. You must have an answer. If you do not have an answer, the book of James says your faith is in vain. It's not real. Is that terrifying? I don't know about you, but that terrifies me. Oh God, may my life count. And may I be faithful at something. And you might be here today saying, Jack, my life is so distracted by stuff, I don't get to be faithful at anything. I hear from you. And I want to encourage you, you are faithful. Because I hear women say to me, my husband's so messed up, he's so lost, and I would love to be involved in ministry, but I just fast, I pray, I cry out to God. And listen, you're awesome. Don't stop. Be faithful to that thing. That's what God's called you to be faithful to. Don't give up. Don't stop. Stay at it. Rest in his power. And your faith will grow. Just be committed to something. And that's why you attend this particular local body of believers. Every church family. Don't we live in a great area of the world right now? Yes. You guys, I'm telling you right now, you know churches are packed all around us right now at this hour. Amen. This is an awesome thing. Wherever you're at, be faithful to what God's calling you to do there at that thing. It's very important. Also this, second point. We're almost out of time. Second point. Not of this world means this, verses 6 through 10. God's wisdom is not of this world. God's wisdom is not of this world because this, number one reason, God's wisdom is total. It completes us. His wisdom makes us complete. Now listen to this. Verse 6, however we speak wisdom among those who are mature. Circle the word mature. The word mature is teleos in Greek. We get the word teleonomic or teleonometry. It's a scientific term. It's the conveyance of information. Teleonometry is the pathway of which information goes from point A to point B. It's a genius, brilliant scientific term from the Greek language. Paul says that we speak wisdom among those who are, listen, receiving the broadcast. God, church, listen, is sending a message constantly. God is speaking constantly. He's sending out the message. Do you remember when the disciple says, Jesus, why is it that when we're alone with you, you just talk to us normal? But when you're in public and you're preaching, do you remember what they asked him? You speak in parables to the people. That's taken from the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah prophesied that when the Messiah would come, how would you recognize him? The book of Isaiah says he will speak in parables. Why? Because he says, everyone will hear, but there'll be some people who hearing, they will not understand, and seeing, they will not perceive. But unto you, he points to the disciples, and can I say, I pray, unto all of you, Jesus said, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Have you ever witnessed to somebody, maybe, I hope not, but maybe you're here right now, and you're going, what are you, nuts? And I say, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. You go, that's ridiculous. You have sins and only God can remove them. That's why it haunts your conscience. He wants to scrub you clean and only God can do that. That's ridiculous. Do you understand something? The guy sitting next to you is saying, oh my goodness, really? Look, the seed goes out and it goes, boom, bounces right off the guy's head. Just bink, falls right on the ground. The next guy sinks right into his head, falls down into his heart. It makes sense to one guy in this room and the guy next to him, it makes no sense at all. The Bible says that that one guy is blinded by the wisdom of this age. The wisdom of this age, which is coming to nothing. Isn't it good? Look around, you guys. Yes, like we talked about last week, bring in the experts. Isn't it amazing? How much more does God have to show us that man knows nothing about what should happen next? Is not God shaking the globe and the believers going, right on. That's awesome, God. You can see it. I had this lady come up to me on the beach of New Jersey in the outreach and she says, isn't it amazing, Pastor Jack, that we know secrets when it comes to the word of God. And she used the perfect word. It's true. It's secret to those who will not receive it. It's secret. It's like, what? to us who are open, it's God's wisdom. It's so clear. Wow. Think about that. Where are you in that mix is vitally important. If you understand the wisdom of God, you are complete. You will be satisfied. The teleos, the information of God's throne room, is communicated into your heart, and it radically, dramatically affects your life. It changes you. How do you know? You'll hear the word and it will affect your life. It bounces around in your head. You can't get rid of it. And then you have to obey it. Then you start making phone calls. You go online. How do I find out more about? And God begins to work. And that word wisdom, by the way, if your name is Sophia or Sophie, that's the word in Greek for wisdom. And it's God's given, supernatural, heavenly wisdom. Coming back last night from New York, the storms across the Midwest of America were just intense. And all you could see the lightning rumble from one cloud to the other, way above it, 39,000 feet were above the storms, looking down in the storms. Down. Now look, there were people beneath those clouds getting hammered with tornado warnings. Then there's the storm itself. And then we're up there eating lunch. Isn't that weird? And the whole trip across the Midwest of America, the pilot was just going around these big clouds. And you could see the lightning glow up these clouds. And you know what's beautiful about it? It was smooth. We're eating, watching a movie, whatever's going on. And there's storms beneath. But the pilot had information, satellite information, weather information. He knew how to navigate the storms. He could see, because he's getting teleos from above, wisdom from above, to go around the dangers that were around us. That's how the Christian life is. God, show me what to do. Teleos, teleonomic, teleonometry. God imparts to the believer who will open up and ask, oh God, what does the world say about this type of wisdom of ours? That we're crazy. And then the world rejects the very wisdom of God and adopts the stupidest things in the world. And then they write a book and make millions about it. God's wisdom makes us totally complete. Absolutely complete. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 says this: the mystery which has been hidden from ages, from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, that's all believers, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ. Here it is. What's the mystery of God that's been hidden? It's what, by the way, it's what the Old Testament prophets couldn't figure out. Here it is. This is the answer. Colossians 1:27 says, which is Christ in you. See that word hope? Is it on screen? Did you see the word hope? The word hope is not hope like you think. The word is assurance. Which is Christ in you, the assurance of glory, him we preach. What does that mean? That means you can be absolutely certain today that you're going to go to heaven if you die or when you die. You're going to see, you can know that now. The absolute assurance that is this: Christ is in you, the assurance of glory. He, the Holy Spirit, is the down payment for our eternal life. Amen. It is a glorious thing to realize this. Wonderful thing. Also this, verses 9 and 10, his wisdom opens our understanding.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
And we'll end probably at this verse, but we'll pick it up next week. This is fun stuff. Look at this, verse 9. But as it is written, he's quoting Isaiah 64. As it is written, eye has not seen. And the believer goes, yeah. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have it entered in the heart of a man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Stop right there. We have often misinterpreted this verse, you guys. Watch this. I need to know if I have your attention. You guys with me? Anybody there? Here's the deal. Somebody will say, well, let's talk about heaven, or what about heaven? And you know what? And I'm guilty of this too. You know, it's going to be amazing. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered the heart or the mind of man. Right? We've all said that. Guess what? We're not being exactly accurate. It is going to be awesome. It is going to be beyond human description, no doubt about it. But look at verse 10. What does it say? What's the first two words? but God. But God, what's the next word? Has, past tense, revealed, past tense, them to us, how? Through his Spirit. For the Spirit, is it capital S in your Bible? Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. This is amazing. The believer who knows Jesus Christ personally knows Jesus personally because the Holy Spirit has opened his mind up to receive the wisdom of God that previously, throughout eons of time and the millennia, where the Old Testament prophets and think of Noah and Abraham and all that stuff, the mystery was presented to them. They saw, as it were, through a glass dimly. The Bible tells us the prophets of the Hebrew prophets of the Old Testament tried to look into things that for them they did not yet understand. You and I are on this side, church. We need to get a little Pentecostal here. We're on this side. We know what the mystery is. And look, here it is. In this room, you know the mystery. We know secrets. I see secrets. We know the secret. Outside these walls, they think we're nuts. Look at that church over there. They think they got secrets. Hey, our secret can be known. We preach it all the time on radio, internet, Sundays, Wednesdays, every chance we get, on the streets, we tell it. It's no secret. Listen, it was once held by the hand of God. It's a mystery hidden. This is what it means. He doesn't keep the gospel away from people. It is so incredibly powerful that in such a way, he reveals enough to Abraham, Adam and Eve, Noah, Jonah, just enough. And then he brings his son. And his son, the book of Revelation's title is The Revelation of Jesus Christ. The unveiling, that's where you get the word apocalypse. The unveiling of Jesus Christ. What's God's message to the world? To unveil Jesus Christ. The real one, not the make-up one of the cults. The real one, the Bible one. And what's the mystery? It doesn't have to be a mystery. It's just that when it goes out, it's going to hit you in the head and fall to your feet, or it's going to hit you in the head and fall into your heart. Amen. And here's the amazing thing. God is faithful. He's broadcasting that biblical seed, as it were, to the world. And the world is saying, that's stupid. That's ridiculous. What kind of a nut would believe that? You know what? The Bible says the God of this world, we're coming to this in Corinthians. The God of this world, Satan, has blinded your eyes so that you cannot believe. You say, man, that concerns me. Well, guess what's happening to you right now? If you can even think that thought, hey, that concerns me. Guess what's happening? There's probably a couple of angels beating up some demonic power around your face right now and shining a little bit of light into your head. And you better be careful because God's starting to reach you right now and you're thinking, wow, really? I mean, I walked in here thinking that, you know, I just can't wait to get out of this place. And now this kind of makes some sense. In fact, I've been fighting against God. And I haven't even known why. I've been so upset with him. Blinded. Jesus says Satan does that. But when the gospel's preached, it hits you right in the head. And for some of you, it's bouncing off. For some of you, it hits you and it falls into your heart and you go, yeah. And for some of you, it's stuck there right now. It's trying to get in. It's like wiggling, trying to get in. So that the light of the gospel will shine upon them and they shall be saved.
Amen.
Think of that for a moment. God is trying to reach you, not through this church, not through evangelists or people putting tracts in your sandwich. So when you bite it, you got to, what is this thing? And, you know, he's trying to reach you and he'll do whatever means necessary. It is, by the way, he's so much trying to reach you that you're not listening. Maybe you're maybe thinking, but let's be honest, in 10 minutes, you're going to be out of here. And the first thing, people are going to say, what do you want to eat? And there's nothing wrong with that. You go eat, and what you should do, like in the old days, at least that's what I heard anyway, is that people used to make mashed potatoes and fried chicken, and they used to sit around after Sunday and talk about the message. Yeah. You know what we do today? Hey, man, let's go. Where are we going? Let's go get something to eat. Okay, what time's the game? Game's at 2. All right, good. It evaporates. Oh, my goodness, you guys. It was 100 degrees in New Jersey on the beach, and some rain would come by. The humidity was 87% plus. The rain would come by, hit the ground, and it hit the ground, and you'd see the moisture evaporate when it hit the ground. I was watching the Bible being fulfilled Solomon talked about the circuit of water being evaporated in rain. I'm watching it happen. And it's like, look, this rain is going back up. It's raining both ways. It was so humid, so hot. It was unbelievable. Why did I bring that up? I brought it for a reason. I need coffee now. I completely forgot what I even brought that up for. The message evaporates the moment you leave the place.
This is your episode.
The message evaporates. That's the grave danger. We need to hang on to the word. To the word, to the word. Isaiah said, in the last days, there'll be people coming and muttering words. And Isaiah said, when they come and mutter, he used the word mutter. When they mutter words, go to the word, go to the testimony of God. And that's what we always must do. We'll have to go next week on this. Father, we thank you for your truth. We thank you for the power of your word. And Father, we pray right now that if there's someone in the house right here, right now, that is feeling the seed of the word of God stuck in their forehead right now, maybe even the last few minutes has gotten a little bit further in, and they're wondering, you know what? That guy said a moment ago, the church can't save me. No, nothing can save me. Jesus only saves me. Earlier than that, he said that God is going to hold me accountable to being faithful to that thing that I'm supposed to be doing in this life. I don't have anything faithful in my life. I'm not giving him glory in any way. If that's you this morning, my friend, you need to tell him right now, right where you're at, oh Lord Jesus, I am saying it now, that I am embracing the wisdom from above, that wisdom, the cross, that Jesus died there in my place. This truth, though tucked in scripture and revealed by the prophets, has now been made known to me. That Jesus is the message. He's the mystery. He's that hidden treasure. He's my only hope. And he rose again from the grave. My friend, if right now you're telling God that, ask him to wash you of your sins now, quickly, before it's too late. Don't let, as Jesus said, watch out. Satan will come like a bird and he'll try to pluck the seed right out of your heart when you hear it. Jesus said, be careful, because when you leave, the cares of the world are going to choke out the effect. Watch out. Be careful. You decide now. Exercise and respond to his warning, your choice. Choose the Lord and live. Father, we thank you and praise you, and may many today make that decision. Let's close in the song of worship. Let's bless him, because remember, when we worship him and bless him, he can't contain himself, and he spills back over on us the effect of his heart. That's a great thing.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Not of This World, Part 1. Thanks for being here today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians, a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Are you searching for answers these days in a world where truth is hard to find? Well, my friend, as you heard in our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to learn more about what that means to you personally, just go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and then click on that tab there that's labeled Know God. And there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
Hey, this is Jack Hibbs here, and I want to encourage you to get our brand new book, Living in the Days of Deception. This book is specifically written to help you and I navigate these very deceptive times. Here's a special offer. Yes, it is available wherever books are sold. However, right here at jackhibbs.com, if you order it here with us, you will get, and only get right here, 4 video teachings where I address certain aspects of the book with you personally. And so we look forward to you getting your own copy, Living in the Days of Deception, right here at jackhibbs.com, and you can get the 4 exclusive bonus teachings as well.
Living in the Days of Deception by Jack Hibbs is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/days. That's D-A-Z-E, days. Once again, jackhibbs.com/D-A-Z-E.
Looking for an inspiring way to pass some time? Or maybe just need some help to get through your workday? How about listening while you work? The Jack Hibbs Podcast brings you real stories, real people with real life experiences. From inspiring journeys to thought-provoking conversations, we've got it all. So discover a world of knowledge, laughter, and connection. The Jack Hibbs Podcast and so much more are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.